Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bill Roth, the voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies, joining us now, and my next-door neighbor. How you doing tonight, Bill?
I'm well. It is so good, Joe Z, to talk with you, little ACC football and basketball and ACC sports. Always love it when I'm on your show. So thank you for the invite.
I'm making you my ACC correspondent.
Well, this is a good week to talk.
You're right in the heart of it most of the time. So
yeah, this is a good week. The ACC is 8-1 in the NCAA men's tournament. Remember how bad the league was like 3 weeks ago? We were only going to get two teams in, and now we've got four in the Sweet 16. It might be a jinx to talk about it because State, Carolina, Clemson, and Duke all have really tough games in this round of 16. But it's been a really good there's been a lot of crazy things going around our league, but it's nice to see what's happening in our spring sports, specifically the men's basketball tournament.
Where is Jeff Goodman? What's he said? And what's it called? The Field of 68? Bunch of loudmouths.
You know, I thought Jim Phillips had a really interesting I'm not a math guy. Were you good in math at high school?
No, terrible in math.
You know, he brought up a really interesting point that the ACC plays 20 regular season games, and if you've got 15 teams, 20 extra games, that's 30 extra losses, and it dings you in your net ranking. And that because if you'd only play 18 games, that's 30 fewer losses.
Well,
and
right.
And that might have helped get more teams in.
I thought, and they thought, when they went to 20 games, that it was going to help them get teams in. It backfired. It's been the opposite. They need those other two games to either probably use one to squash somebody, and then one should be a really premier game.
You know, the Big 12 did a really good job this year. I don't know if we can claim they gamed the system, but they all got themselves into the quad one. And then when they played each other, there was no bad losses.
Right.
And, you know, it was crazy. You know, Kansas goes on the road and loses to UCF. And Kansas goes on the road and loses at West Virginia. And it's not a bad loss. You know, West Virginia lost like 20 games and fired their coach, right?
Correct.
And yet in our league, like you know this, like Duke and Carolina both lost at Georgia Tech this year. They weren't a great team, but they were good at home. And I think that's the thing. Like in every coach in every league always says, oh, it's hard to win on the road. But in the ACC, if you lose a road game against a team that's not in the quad one because you're playing so many games, not everybody can be in quad one, that it might hurt us mathematically. So I don't know. I do think that if we could get two or three teams to win this week, I don't know that that'll happen. I think it'll be a really good day for everybody in our league.
I know. Listen, I've criticized the ACC, I think, probably as much as anybody. There are things I don't like about the league. But I do know this, and I do respect this, especially in basketball. When you win on the road in the ACC, it is a great win. It is an exhausting 2 hours to survive a road game in the ACC in just about every location. And I don't think that gets enough credit for some reason. I think that has been pushed to the side.
Well, basketball is important to a lot of these schools, right? And everyone, I think I read everybody in our league has been to the Sweet 16 since Pittsburgh went three times as a Big East member. But in the last 20 years, every single ACC team has made the Sweet 16 at least once.
Well, that's pretty good. And take a look at what happened last year. Miami goes to the Final Four. The year before that, Miami to the Elite Eight, Duke and Carolina to the championship game. Halfway through, Miami's halfway through spring football. Where's Virginia Tech?
Same. Our spring game is the same as the Canes' spring game coming up in a few weeks. There's a lot of optimism at Virginia Tech. The quarterback, Kyron Drones, had such a great second half of last season. They return 90-something percent of the offense. They got everybody of note back offensively. I think they're going to be really good. They've got a manageable schedule. The Hokies come to they play Miami on the road, but they get Clemson and Georgia Tech at home. And they miss FSU. They miss Clemson. They get Clemson at home. They miss NC State. Everybody that beat the Hokies last year, they don't play. So they don't play Louisville. So I think it'll be a good year for Tech.
You're coming here on a Friday night. Looking forward to that. Miami and Virginia Tech playing again against each other. But that would be the one thing. That was one of the things about the ACC. Like, that was dumb to remove Miami and Virginia Tech. Right. I'm going to get the commissioner on the show somehow, but that was dumb.
I think we talked about it last year that going back to the beginning of the Big East, like Virginia Tech and Miami had played how many years consecutive years was it? It was 36 years, right?
Yeah.
And only four of the games dropped off ABC, ESPN or ESPN2. Every game was a network game. And they, you know, Tech had its run, Miami had its run, but and in either instance was it like the biggest rival. It's not the Canes' biggest rival to play, and it wasn't the Hokies' biggest rival. But the game always meant something, and it did well in TV ratings, so much so that it was always on ABC. And then they don't play it, and they made Wake Forest Virginia Tech's permanent crossover opponent. And that had me baffled last year.
They, the ACC will say, well, we need Miami, Florida State, and Virginia Tech to be great in football. And there's no doubt that's true. And Miami has dropped the ball, and so has Virginia Tech, and so did Florida State. However, I also think that there are times where the ACC hasn't done enough to help any of those schools. Kind of put them in bad spots, to be honest with you, at times. Kind of took advantage of their brand names and just didn't. I think there's a way to help. And one of the ways you help is through scheduling and things like that. And I think sometimes they just took advantage of the brands, but put the brands in a tough spot.
Well, we both schools have had coaching turnover, and it's been, you know, it's really hard to have turnover on your staff and maintain any type of consistent recruiting pipeline and build the relationships that you need. At least that was the case until the NIL era. Now you have a nice relationship with an NIL funding group and you're in pretty good shape, but you know, you still have to have some stability on your coaching staff. And I think in Brent Pry, the Hokies have that now, and they've got, I really like this staff. They've got a couple of guys from the NFL. I think they've improved their recruiting acumen, particularly within Virginia. You know, Tech used to do a lot of South Florida recruiting. They don't do a whole lot at all down in Broward or Dade anymore. They focus basically on Commonwealth of Virginia up into Maryland and D.C. and down into North Carolina. If you look at Virginia Tech's roster, just about everybody on the team's within 5 or 6 hours. And I think their staff is built to recruit that region.
Well, that's where they always – you know what's going to help Miami and Virginia Tech? Nick Saban retired. The Alabama guy, they got a ton of players in Virginia and probably the Tidewater area, as he did down here.
I know. The problem now is Georgia's getting the top player out of every state.
Yeah. This is true.
They've done a great job. I mean, I give Kirby Smart credit, man. I mean, he's going into Tennessee and getting the top player. He's going into Mississippi and getting the top player. He got the top two in Virginia, and they've always recruited Florida. So, yeah, right now Georgia's hot, but that's all cyclical, and it's I'd like to get a chance to play him, because if we're playing Georgia, it's going to be a big game.
Who do you open with this year?
The Hokies open on the road at Vanderbilt.
Oh, that's a piece of cake. Cakewalk.
Yeah. You never know on the road.
Yeah. Who's your toughest non-conference game?
The toughest non-conference game. we have Vanderbilt on the road and Rutgers at home.
Oh, okay. No, my Rutgers beat Miami, so I can't make fun of it.
Yeah, what's interesting is the Hokies play here in Miami on a Friday, and then the next game is at Stanford.
Yeah, well, we have the same thing. I mean, why don't we just charter the same plane? Because we're going to Cal.
They're sending the Hokies and the Canes that's something else, Joe. Right. If we're playing at Stanford and you're playing in Berkeley the same night, it's going to be a 10 o'clock Eastern kick for both.
Oh,
it's going to be night games.
I'm expecting the worst. You also know this, that in basketball, we are going out there to play Cal and Stanford. But in basketball, Cal and Stanford are going to North Carolina and Duke. Those two aren't going out to Cal and Stanford.
That's a long flight home after a night football game. And I get it, right? I mean, we know how
the
money works.
Week, the next week, it'll take me 3 days to recover.
Why? Let's do this. You talk with your AD. I'll talk with mine. Let's stay the night and then do some wine country. Bring Cheryl.
I'll just meet you on Friday night, like at Fisherman. I'll meet you on Fisherman's Wharf or something.
Let's just do that. Just turn Audacity. They got plenty of money. Have them turn in the receipts.
Sure. You haven't read the news lately. All right, before I let you go, we have about a minute left. Clemson's in on this lawsuit. what do you think that means?
The lawyers are making a lot of money. I think they're angling for bargaining position. You know, Clemson's tenor was a lot cooler and milder and a lot more delicate than FSU's. I mean, we've read the lawsuits. To be honest, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know. Lawyers that look at it say Florida State, this doesn't hold water. Zero chance. But Florida State's attorneys think they got something. So let's see how it plays out.
All right. We'll talk in a couple of weeks after your spring game, and then we'll compare notes on where each football program is after spring football, since we're going to play in, September?
We're going to play down here, and I do want to see you and Cheryl on Los Olas. Let's make that happen.
That yeah, I've got a little free time.
Perfect.
We'll do that. All right.
Appreciate
Always
you.
Good. Thanks a lot for joining us. I really appreciate it. All right, that's Bill Roth, voice of the Hokies.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.